Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in the West Philly Overbrook neighborhood with Darlene Star Jones, who is the owner of Star Fusion, and she is a participant here in the second annual Black Restaurant Week. Nice place you got here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy. This is my second time working with Black Restaurant Week in Philadelphia. This is their second time in Philadelphia, so that's helping us out a lot. This is amazing.
So tell me a little bit about how you became involved.
Well, I got the call last year during this time. It's really slow for restaurants. We're in the month of June, and that's a slow season for restaurants. So when I got the phone call, I was definitely on board. It helps out small restaurants like myself who's just trying to make a big buzz in this industry.
So Black Restaurant Week this year is June 9th through the 23rd.
June 9th to June 23rd.
And you are going to be very busy, right?
Yes. I anticipate a lot of people to come here this year. Yes, last year I was overwhelmed. I wasn't expecting all the people to come through. So this year I hope it's 10 times. This time I'll be more and better prepared for everybody to come.
I understand you're opening a new restaurant in the midst of it all.
I am. I have a new store that's opening up on 5178 Parkside Avenue called Star Fusion Express. It's a smaller version of my current store, Star Fusion, located on 2013 North 63rd Street, right in Overbrook Farms, West Philadelphia. So Star Fusion Express will be a second rendition of my current restaurant. But I also opened a restaurant called Blue Diamond Juicery, which is like a vegan juice bar right off 5144 Walnut Street. The owner of that one is my other half. His name is Frederick Williams. He was once 400 pounds and now he's weighs 217 pounds. And he wanted to make a big difference in West Philadelphia because it's a neighborhood that we both grew up in. But that's another participating restaurant. There's Tasty's right on 52nd Street. Then there's 48th Street Grill, there's Haverford Grill and Soul, there's Booker's Restaurant and Bar, of course, Me Star Fusion, Rose Petals Cafe, and tons more. I think altogether we have about 15 this year, and every year it grows. So I'm just so happy that Warren and Fallon decided to do something like this. It's bringing everybody together. It is also a chance for us to share our dishes and our creations that we brought to our communities.
So it's called Black Restaurant Week. What are the parameters? You have to be a Black restaurant owner?
The goal of Black Restaurant Week is to help out Black restaurant owners like myself. And the criteria, just African-American restaurants, African restaurants from like Nigeria or Kenya or wherever, Ethiopian restaurants, right, or just a Black restaurant owner, just supporting any type of cuisines that small minority people like myself are offering and showcasing in Philadelphia.
Why is it important to have a Black Restaurant Week?
Well, it helps us showcase who we are. The food that we create is not always soul food. It's a mixture of culinary essence. Like I studied at Restaurant School of Philadelphia over 20 years ago. So my food is a cross between American, Caribbean, and Asian. And then there's other restaurants that don't always, just because you're African American, that doesn't always mean that you make traditional soul food. We just want to showcase a multifaceted of different type of cuisines that we can showcase.
What would you like to see happen through Black Restaurant Week?
Well, I would like people to visit more of our restaurants, give us a chance to showcase some of our dishes, enjoy some of our foods that we purchase and handpick for you. So Black Restaurant Week, it helps support minority restaurants. A lot of times people don't know where to even go or they don't even know that we exist. So when Black Restaurant Week called me last year and it gave me a small platform, it actually introduced me to different people. Like now I'm a member of the Restaurant Lodging Association. That's all through Black Restaurant Week. I also was able to work with different people. I feel like I'm getting bigger jobs. I mean, just last week I got a call from the Philadelphia Bar Association for me to cater their event. I believe all that's happening because I'm now putting myself out there through Black Restaurant Week. So it is really important that they came here and helped small business like myself. Like I really feel that, and that really makes me feel good all the way across the board.
Yeah.
And now it also kind of built a camaraderie here in Philadelphia because now I know the owner of Booker's. Her name is Sabra. And like I know the owner of Tasty's, her name is Barbara. And before all this came about, I didn't know these people. And now I have a relationship with them where I can call them and we can converse on different dishes that we may need help creating together. It kind of created like a little friendship with us. I didn't even know that some of these restaurants existed. But because of Black Restaurant Week, I now actually walk into those restaurants, introduce myself to the owners, tell them I'm an owner myself, and think of creative ways how we can take this national if possible or get even bigger than that. Like it really is helping us a lot. and I really am grateful for it.
And a restaurant can only survive if you have customers.
A restaurant can definitely only survive when you have customers. And the fact that they're putting us on this platform is really a big deal. Because I don't know about everybody else, but like myself, I have a budget for everything. So me getting any type of media attention, that's unlikely normally. But it's putting me on a platform. It's putting other black restaurants on a platform where before we wouldn't have this.
What kind of food do you think people are exposed to through Black Restaurant Week that they might not be exposed to at other restaurants?
It's true. Well, of course, there's soul food. A lot of times, African-American restaurants is known for soul food, and we make it and we rock it out. There's African cuisines that they'll get to try. There is Ethiopian cuisines that they'll get to try. Me, myself, this restaurant, again, is American, Asian, and Caribbean. So you get a piece of soul food here, but then you get a taste of other countries when you come here as well.
Tell me about the important story that food tells about a culture.
Well, food talks to your soul. For me, the passion in food is the creating of food. So when I think about the creating of the food, I try to put you in mind. So when you taste it, I'm thinking about your taste buds. Like, it's a word called unami. Like, I always search for that unami in anything that you taste, which relates to all five of your senses and all five of your taste buds. So those things I personally try to highlight in each dish, and a lot of my counterpartners, a lot of other restaurants that's on this list, they also do that. One of my favorite restaurants is 48th Street Grill. It's on 48th and Spruce. He's also a part of the Black Restaurant Week. I go there, and I love his chicken wings, and I have a chicken wing restaurant. So tasting these flavors across the board is important for all of us.
Is it part of your heritage, your culture, your history?
Oh, yes. It's definitely a part of our culture. Like, I started in the kitchen with my grandmother, watching her cook sweet potato pies. I lived down the street from Sylvia's. So I actually used to walk five blocks down the street and talk and sit and talk to Miss Sylvia herself. So it's more than a culture. It's a lifestyle for me. Generations, just watching my grandmother and watching Miss Sylvia and now me, myself, in this industry. Maybe one day my name will be on a can. No, but in general, like, it's milestones. It's culture related. It's the feel when you eat the food. You could taste the flavor in each bite. You could probably taste the spirit of the love and the caring of each bite. Like, every time I eat a dish in Harlem or a soul food dish or in Philadelphia, it does remind me of my grandmother. It reminds me of me sitting next to her in the kitchen peeling sweet potatoes to make that fresh sweet potato pie.
Black Restaurant Week gets those stories out.
You get it all out. You get it out in every bite and in every dish.
How has Black Restaurant Week impacted your business?
Well, it helped me out a lot. Last year, we were so crowded that I had to kind of go in the basement and create tables. I couldn't believe how busy we was in July. In June. And June is usually our slow season when we're starting to peak fast. But for Black Restaurant Week last year, it was phenomenal. It was crazy busy.
I think people do want to support specifically Black-owned businesses.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. The supporting of Black-owned businesses is very important because it gives us hope. It gives us courage. It gives us a face. So children who look like me will see me, and they will they'll mimic what we're doing. They'll believe that they can open up a restaurant as well. Our businesses now sets the tone for the next generation of the next business business to come. Recently, a little girl ran up to me and gave me this really big hug, and I couldn't figure out why. She just gave me a big hug and told me that she wants to go into culinary. She'd been watching me on Instagram for over 3 years, and this is her passion. So that alone is important. Like, you being right here giving me an interview talking about Black Restaurant Week is important. Me being a black business owner, getting phone calls from other black women who inspire to be what I'm doing. And to me, I'm just doing it because it's something I love to do. But they see it and they call me. Tear about to come out. They see it.
Yeah.
And they call me and they really want to understand how to do this. And it's so second nature for me. But I give them 15 minutes and I talk to everybody who wants to jump into this business and learn how to do it, because it was really hard for me to get into it. So if I could be a face or a platform for everybody else to get into it, I'll definitely take that phone call and I'll definitely be there or talk to you and show you that you can do it as well. So I think that's why it's important. That's the big picture here. The big picture here is for generations to see that other black minorities can open up businesses and be successful at it and do it the right way. You know, that's why it's important.
You're a trailblazer. Did you have that kind of mentorship growing up?
I was around Sylvia sometimes. I mean, she wasn't like a friend of ours, but I would dine in her restaurant and talk to her all the time about me one day wanting to open up a restaurant. And she always told me, shoot for the stars, little girl. And that's one of the reasons why I named my restaurant Star Fusion.
How important is it to have role models that look like you, that show you that it's possible not only being black, but being a black woman?
It's really important because you don't think that it can happen. So if you can see someone actually doing it and creating it, you can see a vision for yourself. Before I opened, it wasn't that many people who I would say look like me in Philadelphia that was kind of offering the same type of cuisine that I had. So I didn't have anybody to start. I didn't have anywhere to start. Now, there was male restaurant owners. They dominate this industry. But there's not a lot of women restaurant owners. And I think it should be more of that. And it's hard. It's very hard getting your foot in the door, especially as a woman and especially as a woman chef. We have to kind of kick down a door where it's probably given to a man. So them seeing me or seeing any other black restaurant woman owner like me just sets the tone for their future. I really believe that. I really believe that them looking at me, looking at us, can really set the tone for our future.
Yeah. And I know that you have to work twice, three times, four times as hard.
You do. You definitely are. When I first started, I believe I was the delivery driver, the chef, the server, the dishwasher, you name it. I was everything. But it didn't stop me from keep going because I knew it was something I really wanted to do. And I wanted to show you that it could be done. It could be done right. And it can be done with flavors in mind and with creativity and with style and poise and look. And I wanted all that to be shown. And I hope I've done that so far. Because if I haven't, I'm going to try until I do that. Like, I'll take a class. I'll do whatever. I want to learn how to be better than the best. That's just how my mind is. You know, that creator weirdo, the weirdo mind is how it is. We all over the place, but we're going to get it together.
Well, you studied to do this. It's really important to say. You're not just winging it.
No. I got my start in McDonald's. When I was 16 years old, I actually lied on that application. I was 15.
Well, you went to culinary school.
I did, but I wanted that job so bad at McDonald's. I was 15 and a half. I think my birthday was 2 months before that. So I worked at McDonald's as my first job when I was 16, flipping burgers for the most part. But honestly, I had a boss in there. Her name was Barbara. I forgot her last name. But she used to make us line up ketchups. But it sounds silly, but now I make my staff line up ketchups. Even having a small job like McDonald's, don't let that discourage you. Take that small job, but let it show you how to create your own, how to do your own, how to be your own. Follow the rules and follow the direction of the boss and the leaders there, and then become a leader yourself.
I wish we had Smell-O-Vision. You're bringing out some of the dishes. Tell me about some of your dishes.
Sure. Well, these dishes are featured on our menu for Black Restaurant Week. We have our crab stuffed flounder with a Normandy cream sauce with fried rice and asparagus. We have our seafood mac and cheese. It's loaded with jumbo lump crab, jumbo shrimp, and bay scallops, and a creamy bechamel spicy sauce. And then we have our crispy Thai salt and pepper wings and our homemade sweet chili, our Asian glazed wings, and our mint blue cheese. So these are some of our featured dishes on the menu this year for Black Restaurant Week. I really wish we did have Smell-O-Vision. I want everybody to try it.
What are your expectations for this year's event?
I expect people coming out that never tried our dishes before, coming out for a great experience, to try new food, introduce yourself to our staff. We like that. We like to know your name.
Are you starting to get a lot of reservations?
Yeah, we're starting to get a lot of reservations so far. I think now I'm going to have to double staff for some of these days, which is good. But I think everybody should join Black Restaurant Week. If you're a small restaurant owner like yourself, like myself, don't hesitate. When you get that phone call, take the call.
If you're a diner during Black Restaurant Week, is there a special menu? Is there a special price? Explain what that is all about.
Got you. Yep. So for Black Restaurant Week, the menus range from $15 to $55. It's a prefix menu for the most part. You can come in to one of our establishments during lunch or during dinner. If you get a lunch at my establishment, it's a three-course lunch, appetizer, entree, dessert for $20, appetizer, entree, dessert, and beverage for $35 for dinner. And then at some other restaurants, including our juice bar, you can get a three-course lunch meal there as well for $15. So we're trying to keep the prices at a very cost-effective rate for people to come in and try new dishes.
All right, and the website is
www.blackrestaurantweek.com.
Darlene Star Jones with Star Fusion here in Overbrook and
Blue Diamond Juicery on 5144 Walnut Street. And coming soon, Star Fusion Express, 5178 Parkside Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.